Well, you remember when President Trump called Oakland's mayor Libby Schaaf a disgrace after she warned of impending raids by federal immigration agents. There are communities working closely with immigration and custom enforcement officials. WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports on what's driving these collaborations in eastern Pennsylvania.
In 2009, a police officer arrested a man for shoplifting more than $300 in merchandise from a Kohl's department store in Bensalem, a township in eastern Pennsylvania. A crime that would usually result in a fine or short jail sentence instead opened the door to something else, said Bensalem Police Department Public Safety Director Fred Heron.
And we found during the course of the arrest that he was in the country undocumented, whatever the politically correct term is at the moment. And we had called ICE just to see if they were interested, and they were.
Heron's officers processed the man and then, in his words, turned him over to ICE.
And it was at that point we realized that there's a partnership that could be had to help get criminals off the street.
Heron says the Bensalem Police Department worked with ICE for a few years, but that partnership died down around 2012. Then last year, his phone rang.
We get a call about 2-3 weeks after President Trump is inaugurated that, hey, ICE basically saying we're back in business. Are you still interested in 287G? And I said, yeah, I'm very interested.
Entering the United States without a visa or the approval of a border agent breaks federal immigration law. Enforcing those laws usually falls to the federal government, the same way the IRS goes after people who don't pay their taxes. But 287G agreements are a way for ICE to give some of its powers to local police departments. Federal immigration officers want to work with local police because it means they can get more done. ICE called other police chiefs, too, like Jim Donnelly with the Warminster Township Police.
It's a tool. Am I going to turn down a tool that's going to help protect some young victim or some victim in general? No.
According to public records, 19 county jails, sheriff's offices, and police departments across Pennsylvania responded to ICE that they would be interested in learning more and potentially carrying out ICE's work. That means interviewing people about their immigration status and putting them into deportation proceedings. Critics of these kinds of partnerships say they lead to abuses of power at the local level and make police departments vulnerable to lawsuits. So far, no 287G agreements exist in Pennsylvania, but some places aren't waiting for this type of contract to do more to help ICE. Tom Gross heads up the Pennsylvania Chiefs of Police Association.
Some departments have increased their cooperation with ICE.
He says with immigration enforcement picking up under Trump, local police may just be following orders.
Some of the decision-making comes from their elected body. You know, some elected officials, mayor, council, whoever's overseeing the chief says, we want to be aggressive with illegal immigrants.
That could mean calling up ICE when they arrest someone in the country illegally, as 5 police departments in southeastern Pennsylvania reported they do. None besides Bensalem agreed to an interview. Gulnaz Fakimi with the ACLU of Pennsylvania says turning someone over to ICE when they look like they could have been born in another country is illegal.
To speak very clearly and plainly, what we're talking about here in practice as a problem is racial profiling.
She's also concerned about a chilling effect, that victims or witnesses of crimes may not cooperate with local police if they fear their loved ones could be deported. Lorena Ayala is a U.S. citizen, but not everyone in her family is. She spoke at a recent Bensalem Council meeting where more than 150 people came to protest ramping up cooperation with ICE.
I have seen many of my friends and loved ones arrested unjustly. But my hope has always been that the law enforcement will continue to protect us and will continue to do the right thing.
She told me later that her uncle ended up in ICE custody after being stopped by police for rolling through a stop sign. Fear now keeps some of her family members from going out. And it's stories like hers that give people like Warminster Police Chief Jim Donnelly pause about whether or not partnering with ICE is a good idea.
I would have to vet that through all my stakeholders, meaning my board of supervisors, my community, my department, people that are all going to be involved in what's going on.
He says even if he wants to help ICE more, there may not be enough manpower to go around in his small police force. His officers are tied up enforcing traffic laws and solving local crimes. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Benshoff.